consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clip Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clip.
Hi, people. Welcome back. You know, I think of this show as a tutorial on different aspects of how to win at the dream home race. And knowledge is power, as I keep stressing. So this show is really a tutorial on the knowledge to help you win at your dream home. This morning, I'm going to talk about the truly custom home, which, as an architect, for me, this is the pinnacle of fun. And hopefully it should be for you as an owner as well. Last week, I talked about using stock home plans as the basis for your custom home design. And the majority of people who set out to build a home use stock home plans because they like the normality of it. It's like their domestic comfort food, and they're safe. I actually was talking to my daughter, who's a consultant for one of the big 3 consulting firms, and one of her associates, she said, went off on this diatribe expressing his love for the suburbs and for normal, predictable homes where when you go up to the house, you know where the living room is, you know where the master bedroom is. And his view is that the best home is the one that is time-tested, that has been built 1,000 times, and all of the kinks have been worked out. So he's really an advocate for using stock home plans and hopefully modifying them to fit the site and to fit the people. Plus, as I've talked about, they may not be the best design to begin with. So, however, they have an image of home for a lot of people. Okay, my last 2 shows were talking about how to win with stock home plans. But what about the person who doesn't want to follow the pack? The lone wolf. The person who has dreamed of their unique home. Their special place just like nobody else's. This person demands a truly custom home. And when I say that, and I can feel some people cringing at the dollar signs that raises. Just to put your minds at ease, I've designed truly custom homes that are 2,200 square feet and $400,000, not including the lot. So I've designed truly custom homes that are the same cost as using the stock home plans, with, I think, a lot more individual outcome and better, but better because they're more individual. I've also designed truly custom homes that are 10,000 square feet and, you know, a few million dollars. And in fact, one that was 5,000 square feet and $5 million. $1,000 a square foot to build. But most of the truly custom homes that I've done are under $1 million. So they are cost competitive. And most of the custom homes I've done are cost competitive with the semi-custom homes that grow out of the stock home plans and the McMansions, the high-end spec homes. Remember, the thing about the high-end specs are that they have 2 extra layers of profit built into the price. So competing head to head, you can actually do a custom home possibly for less money than the stock McMansion, because you're cutting out those two extra profits. The builder's profit for taking the risk of building on spec, and the real estate agent's profit, or real estate agent's cost. So between those two, that's about 15% of the cost of the home. Now, you will pay a little more per square foot for the truly custom home, because when you think about it, each trade requires a little more thought and a little more time. You know, the framer can't just leave his men to frame it because they've done the same thing 1,000 times. He actually has to be on site. He has to be thinking and directing his people. But at the end of it, you end up with a home that is uniquely yours and is designed by an expert architect. Well, and if it is designed by an expert architect with a truly custom home, you end up with a truly great home. Plus, what an adventure. This process, I've done it many times. And for the owner, this process can be the most fun that you've had for years. And it will give you stories that will last for the rest of your life. I really have had lots of people who kind of go into a little melancholy when they finish, because it's been such a fun and involved process in their life. Okay. How do you get started on your truly custom home? There are three ways. The first is the person who has dreamed for years of building their own home. The home dreamer that I refer to in my opening. And that person has collected a whole notebook of ideas, mostly pictures, elevations, rooms, windows, you know, storage units, kitchens, pieces of kitchens, bathrooms, drapes, shutters. They've collected a whole book of houses and pieces of houses. And the most extreme person I've seen had spent years and had three notebooks 9 inches thick of ideas for her house. That was, you know, she also had spent years collecting pieces for the house. So she'd find a window she liked. She'd find a slab of wood or an old plumbing fixture, and had all of those stored up ready to put in her house. The second way to approach this is a person or a couple who have just a few pictures or even one picture that conveys the concept of their home. One couple came to me with a picture of a bed and breakfast they had stayed in England. And after talking to him, you know, and that was their dream house. It was distilled down to this one picture of this bed and breakfast. And after talking to them for a while, it developed that the image they had in their head was the Moreland house from Wuthering Heights. This kind of stern and forbidding house that sits up on the hill and kind of commands the landscape. Then once you go inside, it opens up and becomes open and sunny and joyous. So, which I'm not sure that in Wuthering Heights it was quite so open and sunny and joyous. And sometimes, oh, let's see. Okay, sorry. Got a little off. And a variation on this theme of one image is the couples who will select their architect based upon seeing or reading about a house of his and deciding they like that house. Several years ago, I designed this really great prairie-style home. And it was what I call the high custom. Or you have custom, and you can take it a step further where every detail, where you start, the house starts out with a concept, and then every detail reinforces that concept, right down to the furniture and the dishes and everything. So couples who saw this prairie style home, and two couples asked me to duplicate it for them. Of course, I would never do that, but I could use it as a conceptual basis, a starting point for talking about their unique homes. Because aside from not duplicating a house, they're not the same couple. And they're not, you know, and their site isn't the same. So we started out with the concept, this house was an English country cottage, because this couple was from England, and they wanted a little cozy cottage, an English country cottage, and now they're living in the Midwest and really love Frank Lloyd Wright. So it's Frank Lloyd Wright meets the English country cottage, and was really modeled after the Robey House, very conceptually modeled after the Robey House in Chicago. Well, when the other couple came to me and said, we want the same house, they're a different couple. And they weren't English and weren't from the Midwest. In their case, they were the largest private owners of Nakashima Furniture, and which is the George Nakashima is considered the pinnacle of the contemporary custom home, I mean custom furniture makers in the United States. So their house, which was up on the hill and had this very contemporary, beautiful natural wood furniture, the concept switched from the English country cottage meets Frank Lloyd Wright to the Japanese temple meets Frank Lloyd Wright. And very conceptually, there I used falling water as a conceptual basis rather than the Robey House. And, okay, so that is how the second way, which is you come in there with a single idea or concept of what you want. And really, a lot of the couples, the people who want contemporary, fall in this group. Because I think a lot of the contemporaries look alike, and they select their architect based upon seeing something that he's done. There's a third group. Oh, well, we're about to go to break. So right after the break, I'll get to the third group. No, I'll just run through it now. Okay. There's a third group. These are the couples who have no clear ideas on what they want. They just want something unique and crafted especially for them. Now you can imagine when someone comes to you and says, I want a unique and beautiful house, and I have no idea what that is. So when we come back from break, I'll talk to you about how you handle that situation and how you can do it if you're in that situation.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. When you look at something that's been designed, whether it's clothing, architecture, or a work of art, do you stop and wonder about the inspiration and thought process that went into the design? Tune in to Dishing the Dirt on Design with hosts Ann Asher and Eleanor Schrader Schappa. We'll take the mystery out of the creation process, along with revealing the backstory from art to fashion to travel and so much more. Listen to Dishing the Dirt on Design every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We are in the midst of a global sovereign debt crisis that could lead to the ultimate risk for the world economy, the removal of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. What will this event really mean to the markets? And more importantly, what does it mean for you and your family? Listen to Global Currency Watch with your host, Stephen Ayer, to get a full and objective look at the world's sovereign debt crisis and help you prepare for when the crisis envelops the United States. Global Currency Watch airs live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H @yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Many times people decide to build their own home when they've made money and are outgrown, they've outgrown their existing house, or they've made enough money that their existing house just doesn't fit them anymore. And sometimes those people, at the same time, they, you know, have this desire to, for a custom home, they have no idea what that means. And, you know, which to the home dreamers, that sounds strange, but there are times when they don't trust their own instincts on what they want or what is good. And sometimes also, so sometimes it's not trusting their own instincts, and sometimes it's being just simply too busy to take the time to think about what appeals to them. And I've seen both situations. So what do I as the architect do? First, I'm designing their home, not mine. And I don't want any regrets. I don't want any second thoughts. So I have to delve into their minds and come up with their vision of home. How do I draw the vision from them? Simple. I put them in a car and we drive around for a few hours. I take them to a neighborhood of which nearby we have a gated community where it's required that every home be designed by an architect. So it's a lot of very nice homes and much more unique and character filled than the normal neighborhood, even the normal, very high-end neighborhood. And we drive slowly through this neighborhood, and we talk about the houses. You know, we talk about, they look at the houses and point out ones that they like. So we'll slow down and stop, and we'll talk about what they like about that house. Oh, they'll drive by one and say, you know, I really don't like that. And we'll slow down. We'll talk about why they don't like it. As we're driving, I'm getting a sense for the type of house that they like. And I will guide them to houses that are similar to that house. And we'll talk about each one. By the end of a couple of hours, truly, a meeting shouldn't last more than about 2 hours. After that, your brain is fried and, you know, you're not doing anything good. But we'll drive through a neighborhood and we'll see everything from soft contemporaries to Georgians to French and English country to Tuscan and prairie style. And they'll start to target the ones they like. I'll start to, you know, drive them to or houses that are similar. And I'll start to figure out the nuances of perhaps you like contemporary, they like contemporary, but kind of this soft contemporary, not the hard stuff. Or, you know, with the Southern flair as opposed to New England flair. In 2 hours, I kind of know what they like and what their vision of a home is. And almost always, it's just taken one drive to really focus their thought. The next thing I do. So we've had our first meeting or our first drive and an introduction to them. Conversely, it's now time for them to do more thinking. And at this point, I give my clients homework. I have an extensive collection of books and magazines on custom homes. I give them a stack of books and magazines that's tailored to the style indications that I picked up from them. And I ask them to flip quickly through the material and to put a sticky note on each picture that they really like or they really don't want. And you put a sticky note on it, and you just write a little blurb about what it is in that picture that you like, what attracted you. Don't spend time. Don't analyze. Just impressions. This is best if the husband does it and uses, say, yellow stickies. The wife does it and uses pink stickies or white. So that, you know, it's best if I'm trying to get the input of both the husband and wife and get them, you know, so I understand both of their thinking. Okay, if the couple is in the first category, then they actually came in with a big box, big binder of pictures, and they've already done this first homework, the first level of homework. So I give them a second level, which is typically kitchens and baths. And, you know, they go through that. Then we meet again, and we go through the pictures. If I'm shown a pile of pictures, if I'm shown 10 pictures or 100 pictures or 500 pictures, then I start to see patterns and begin to understand who this couple really are and how their thinking is. Remember, this is your home, not mine, not the architect's. And I want no regrets and no missed opportunities. When we're about to go to break again. Already know it's a little early, sorry. Okay. Before I come up with any solutions, so we've gone through, we've looked at pictures, I've delved into your mind. Before I come up with any solutions, I do one more round of, in this case, expanding the client's horizons. Building a custom home is an adventure. And most people artificially constrain themselves and place limits on themselves. You don't know what your limits are until you explore them. So the next series of meetings, the next thing I do is I try to expand the client's horizons, push their limits, see what they are. So, Here we go. We've got, let's see. We have now finished two or three meetings to find out how the client thinks, their desires. Great. I mean, I really have delved into your mind now. I think I understand you. We do another meeting. This one is out on the site. I want to get the clients out on the site and hear their thoughts about it. Why did they choose this site? Why did they buy it? And ideally, the best thing that happens is if the clients choose the architect first, and then the architect helps them choose the site. If you can give me three or four sites that interest you, and we meet out there and we talk about each one, what the pros and cons are of that site, you know, possibly I can help you pick the best site for your house. But anyway, okay, we meet out on the site and you talk about your thoughts for it and how you saw the house going. At the same time, I talk about the site and how it will affect the home. And also show them, get them thinking about what the land means to the design of their home. It's simple questions. How should you approach the house? You know, how does the site, the lot, set up from the street? And what's the best way to come into it? Where are the views on the site? It's really important. Where is south and where is east? And south, there are certain cultures, like in the Indian culture, the bed should always, you should always orient the house due, you know, right on the compass coordinates. So oriented due south and north. And in the master bedroom, the bed is supposed to be oriented due south with your head on at the north. So we look at that. We look at, you know, anything else. Is there a magical tree? Is there a stream? Is there a magical tree? Is there anything really unique about the site that we can exploit to make this a special place? Then, separate from that, I'll go back alone and spend an hour or so just communing with the site, sitting there and absorbing the feel of it, feeling its contours, understanding it. And so all of this is kind of information gathering and very, you know, what I do is my job is to make it easy on the clients, easy on you, the owner. So you're not stuck between a rock and a hard place. You don't have to make any hard decisions and uncomfortable decisions. I'm leading you through a process that is easier, you know, while I'm leading you through a process to get to the answers in a way that is soft and gentle. Okay, when we come back from break, I'll talk to you about limits and tolerances and pushing boundaries.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com. tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with hosts Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
As I said, I'm doing one more thing as we're having these meetings. I'm testing the client's tolerance of and even desire to push the boundaries, to break the rules. In any style, I can design a striking house that is within the norm. That is, and often you think of this in contemporary, but I've done it in a Tuscan house. I've done it in a French country. Frank Lloyd Wright, prairie style, is pushing the norms all the time. And sometimes in very more elegant ways than doing the same home as a contemporary. So I can do a really striking home that is within the norms, or I can break the norms and do something that is eye-popping. It depends on your comfort level. At the simple end of this lot, on my website, there's a house in the portfolio section. There's a house called the Twersky Beauclair House. This is a small 2,200 square foot, truly custom home that is, you know, on a real budget. It's a soft contemporary, meaning that it's contemporary, but it's comfortable to live in. And rather, a lot of contemporaries are kind of stripped down and cold and not comfortable. I like soft contemporaries that are comfortable to live in and still evoke the idea of house. So this is a small 2,200 square foot, truly custom home. And it gains its zip. I mean, it's got an energy to it that first comes from rotating the axis of the house. So instead of having straight, perpendicular 90 degree axes, I rotated it 22 degrees. And this is enough off axes, off norm, that it plays with people's minds and introduces some energy into the house. Quite often, you know, houses are normally on the perpendicular 90 degree grid. And this is what we're used to. Anytime you introduce angles, you start to introduce energy. And if you introduce an odd angle, it has even more energy. So that made it exciting to live in, and a bunch of other things made it exciting to live in. I met with the owners and explained the concept and the plan, and then gave them a choice. The plan is exciting. The living spaces are exciting. And they want contemporary. I can wrap the house in striking materials that really make it stand out from the street as a work of art and make a definite statement to the community, hey, we're the striking contemporary house, you know, we're special. Or I could do it in quiet materials on the exterior. And the same materials that are on the other houses in the neighborhood, which basically is horizontal board siding, and make it fit gently into the neighborhood on the outside. There's still plenty of little clues that more is going on here, but it fits gently into the neighborhood, and you know, rather than trying to fight it or juxtapose itself. In this case, the couple, you know, the owners chose to fit gently into the neighborhood to be a good neighbor. And, you know, as I said, they've got these hints on the outside. But so you walk up to the front door, step inside this house, their guests, and their minds are blown. It's so much above the neighbors, so much more than what you would expect. Oh, let's see. Okay. That's on a small scale. And that's how I can use an inexpensive home that, or a not expensive home, and create both really real excitement or quietly good. At the other end of the spectrum, I designed a home a few years ago for a California developer who was moving east and came up with a concept between myself and them of a series of waterfalls. And you start out with a waterfall above the house that drops down and flows into a reflecting pool, a shallow pool that kind of runs into the house. Then inside the house, in the great room, there's another waterfall dropping down and another pool or water course. And then as you exit the house on the downhill side, still another waterfall shooting out of the side of the house into a big reflecting pond. In that pond is a stylized island or sunning pad. And so, you know, a lot of my homes have storylines to them. And Frank Lloyd Wright's greatest house is called Falling Water. And this home I nicknamed Falling Waters. And with this series of waterfalls that starts above the house and works its way through into a reflecting pool on the other side downhill. At the same time, I created an approach to the house which had you coming uphill, seeing this reflecting pool and the third waterfall falling, circling the house, actually circling under the master bedroom, as you would, you know, like a castle, up to the backside of the house into an auto court where you see the big waterfall uphill from the house. And then as you step in, you realize that this is a water course that runs all the way through. And anyway, so that is the far end of how you can break the boundaries. And but back to more on subject. Okay, what I'm trying to describe in this show is how easy it is on the owner's part to achieve a truly custom home. Probably the most important thing is that you have to find an architect who enjoys the challenge of the true custom. There are a whole lot of architects, and this is my world, there are a whole lot of architects who are just like a whole lot of other people. They seek the safety of normal designs and of the known. And they do a very good job with decoration, with all of the detailing and the, you know, the crown molds and the trim in the kitchen. But they like to work within the norm. And they're architects and who enjoy the challenge of a custom. And understand, for the architect, a truly custom home is really hard work. I mean, it is a very extreme mental exercise. As I said, for the owners, it's easy. We just talked about the discovery process. And, you know, well, we just talked about the discovery process. And I have 3 decades of experience in this process. I have 3 decades of experience. I've become really good at drawing out from the owner their true desires and dreams and then pushing their boundaries. And I think the people who come to me, for the most part, want their boundaries pushed. So, said it's easy. In 3 meetings over the course of a couple of weeks, I expect you to have understand what you're seeking, what your dreams are, and you have a concept for the home, a direction. I've talked about them. A lot of times they're storylines. They are Frank Lloyd Wright meets a Japanese temple, or a Japanese temple as designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. It could be the Tuscan villa high on the hill overlooking the town. And, you know, the storylines and concepts. That's easy. And, well, it's hard effort on my part, but it's all bubbling, circling in the mind. And then very quickly after that, we can have an elevation, a plan, and a budget. Talked about there are 3 elements to this. There's a plan, how it functions, elevation, what it looks like, and the 3rd one, just as important, is what it's going to cost. Because it has to be within, you know, what you want to spend. After that, it's just like working from the, you know, Stockholm plan. All it is refinement and production. The same as if we started by modifying a house. So when we come back from break, you know, I'll wrap this up and give you at least 1 more story of a really neat house I did and had some great parameters and show what you can do in this marketplace.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America Channel.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's CLIPPARCH at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
I've told you that doing the truly custom home is not something to be feared. That what's required of you, the owner, isn't that different from if you modify a stock plan. What's required from the architect is quite a bit more, but that's how we have our fun. You know, this is, if you find the right person, then they're going to pick that up, they're going to run with it, and they're going to give you a great home. In general, a custom home, a truly custom home, will cost more than a modified stock home or a builder spec production home in general. But only a small part of that is the truly custom part. Yes, the bones, the structure of the house will cost a little bit more because you're asking the builder to think, you're asking the framer to think, you're asking them to put a little more effort into something and not be in their comfort zone. So in general, that will cost a little more money. As I said, compared to the production McMansion, you've also cut out the premium that the builder charges for their risk in building the spec house. Those balance easily. Primarily, the truly custom home costs more because the owners choose to include more expensive finishes and features. It goes along with the idea of truly custom is that there's some really great finishes and really some great features out there, items, and there's a tendency to pick those to put in your home. You could use Delta faucets in the house, and the McMansion that, you know, you're comparing this to use Delta faucets, but you choose the Growy. And so you go from a $200 to a $600 faucet. And the builder in the McMansion uses granite on the islands, but he uses a Ubatuba. He uses a $40 square foot granite. You pick out an $80 square foot granite. So most of the difference in cost for the truly custom home is really just simply a difference in selection of the finishes and the items to go into the house, which of course, they don't have to be expensive. They don't have to be anything more than what's in the McMansion. Just the overall space is so much better. I recently designed a really striking contemporary home, truly custom, and I'm really proud of it because it shows what you can do and, you know, and breaks this mold. Is house is 5,300 square foot, plus a three-car garage, plus the huge screen porch. And it was built for less than $150 a square foot. Understand, that's cheap. That is right in line with what an MI home, a production builder, builds the houses for. And it's below the $175, $200 square foot that we expect to pay for the semi-custom home that the builder does in the area. So, and proving you can do truly custom and you can do it on a budget. In fact, this house was cheaper. This is in a neighborhood of really grand, big, almost all of them McMansions. They were built by the builder as specs and then sold for, you know, over $1 million prices. And as I've said, with the truly custom home, you can start out with a blank, you start out with a blank piece of paper and a concept. Here, we're sitting on 10 acres in the woods, and the concept was a pristine glass pavilion in the woods. A pristine glass pavilion in the woods. And the main concept for that, or the main piece of that, is a, you've got the living room and the dining room as two perfect square pavilions that are all glass. We wrapped the corners with glass, put in signature glass windows with circular motifs in them, did it all in a way that is really striking, but doesn't cost much money. You can do a lot of things if you look at the materials and you use them in ways that are out of the ordinary, but you're not having to spend money to achieve that. So the idea is the glass pavilion in the woods. And then in the execution of the house, what I did is I created a 100-foot cross hallway that runs, you know, side to side through the house with these glass pavilions on the front side. And you can look 100 feet through this house, release out a big glass window into the woods. And every room in the house then is celebrated and separate, and every room in the house has a view down to the creek or the pond. The amazing thing about this, well, the other thing we did is knew up front that this was a very, very tight budget. And so I used all standard materials and just used them in ways that were, and by standard materials, I basically mean a lot of plate glass, a hardy board siding, fiber cement siding, simple elongated roof lines, really using them in standard materials, inexpensive materials, in standard ways, but then stripped it all down to express this sleek sophistication, long white lines over top of glass. And it worked. I told the people up front, you know, that it would cost $150 a square foot. actually it was $140 a square foot. Came in, we bid it competitively, had three builders willing to build it for the $140 a square foot. And amazing, and this is what you can do in this market, is that it was built in 7 months. The normal home, custom home, semi-custom home, takes 12 months to build. This is built in 7 months at, you know, 75% of the normal price, and it's truly custom and really striking. So that's what you can do, and next week we'll go into some stories about really, truly high custom homes. And please come back and listen. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.